glasses to see as far as this page. The next three pieces are great for me because they have such a wonderful contrast between them. The first two are arias sung by the character Cherubino from the Nozze di Figaro by Mozart. They're actually out of order in the program compared to how they are in the opera, because we have Voi che sapete and Non so più. Non so più is actually the character's introduction at the beginning, near the beginning of the show, where he doesn't know what to do with all these amazing emotions. It's puberty. He doesn't understand what's going on. He's got all these raging hormones, and he just wants to shout all of his emotions to the flowers, the trees, the wind, the air, everything. And then later in the show, Susanna convinces him to confess all of his feelings about love to herself, Susanna, the main character, and the Countess. A lot of drama happens after all of that. He's about a 14-year-old boy. The second character is Sibel from Gounod's Faust. Faust is, I don't know if anyone has ever heard of Goethe. It's like the Shakespeare for the German people. The character of Sibel is a man in love with a woman named Marguerite. Marguerite is about to be seduced by Faust with the help of Mephistopheles. So Mephistopheles has put a curse on Sibel. He can't touch the flowers to leave her bouquet because they wilt. But Sibel figures it out, touches holy water, and makes it all better. And that's what causes the bell aria later, or the jewel song later on, because Mephistopheles ends up putting a beautiful chest of jewels for her to try on. And then the opera proceeds from there. So let's explore the difference between these two very, very different men. And I'll get my accompanist ready with me.